Hey, Amy.
Hey, how are you?
Good,
Hello?
good. Yeah, sorry, I was
Oh,
reading
that's
something.
okay. No problem.
Okay. So I got the some information for you and about Cinetech. Oh,
For
no, not
Godel?
Cinetech. Yeah, Godel, sorry. I don't know.
No problem.
Okay. Yes, so Godel is So yes, so the Compass North LLC is the same company. It's the same tax ID. Okay, so the paperwork will show the same federal tax ID, and it was established in July of last year. So we're
Compass North
coming.
has only been around since July of last
Correct.
year. Okay.
Okay, now it's a branch off of Compass North Industries, which they have
Okay.
done a loan with us before.
Okay.
Okay, but what they did is they have a company that builds boats and they have a company that builds houses. So instead of keeping the two together, they branched it off.
Okay, so what does the Godel company do? Are they the house building side or the boat
The
building?
house building side.
Okay, so yeah, OnDeck definitely cannot do that
Okay.
just because of the industry alone. Okay, so they're home builders. All right.
Okay, so they've been around since July. There is no 2014 tax return because there was no business in 2014. They don't have it. So, but she said that Stephen is 100% owner. That is the breakdown. She is not on there. She
She's on
just
the tax return, though.
right. So it's under the same umbrella. They were saying it's a disregarded entity, which I don't know what the hell that means, but
Yeah, me neither.
basically she was saying, look, we're under the umbrella, but I am not on the ownership breakdown of the business. She says I can send you guys whatever you need, like P&Ls, year to date P&L for last year. But as far as like the tax return, as soon they're supposed to get it in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Okay, so once they receive it, and they said they could send it in, but they need the money, kind of quickly. But that's the breakdown.
Right, so this, in reality, then, this merchant has only been in business for less than a year.
In reality, correct.
Yeah, they were established July 2015, and they changed their name in March. It's just changing the name from Compass North LLC to the Godel Company LLC. Compass North is a, did you say it was a subsidiary or?
Well, Compass North was okay, so they've been doing business since 2003, okay, building homes. But they just changed the name to Compass North, or the, yeah, custom. They've been building homes since 2003, and then they broke off a separate entity in July of last year.
Yes. Okay. So, what's like the original company's name? It's still called Compass North. I'm just trying to
Yes.
figure out like the
Yes, correct.
hierarchy.
Yeah, we could just leave Compass North the whole time if we need to make things easier.
Mean leave it off?
No, like leave it on there if so that way it matches the bank statements and everything. If I don't know what's easier. I mean, I'm just trying to tell you what she was telling me, and she said she'd be more than willing to give anybody the breakdown that they need to talk to her
Yeah, I'm sure
about.
that'll come up in underwriting and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you ask her about the banks at all?
I did. There is no other bank account. So she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'll have to look
Okay.
at it. She's like, but there's no other business bank.
Okay.
So if there is something specific, if you want to screenshot it, and then I can email to her.
I can just tell you right now if you have a second what
Yeah.
I'm looking at.
Okay.
Okay, so on the May bank statement, look at 526.
Okay, let me pull
So it's on page 5 of 8 on the
Okay.
PDF.
5 of 8. You mean okay. What date? 5 what?
526. And
26,
it's on
okay.
page 5. It's on page 5, right before it gets to the summary of checks.
Okay.
So on 526, I'm seeing something that says online transfer from Godel Manufacturing Business Checking.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
And then I looked at the bank account number in the notes in CNET, account ending 2588. It makes it seem like they have another business checking account under the name Godel Manufacturing.
Okay. Save images.
So that's like not the only place I saw it. I think I can point out some other dates to you as well.
Is that a deposit or a withdrawal? What is that? That's
it's a deposit to Compass North. So they're getting a transfer of money from another bank account that says Godel Manufacturing Business Checking. So it just makes it seem like they have another bank account with the legal business name that they're not showing us.
Okay. Okay, so I will find that out. Also, can you get that switched on her as the guarantor?
I don't know that I can, but I mean, I'll ask New Logic about it just because they probably looked at the tax return and saw that there were two names on there. But I'll just mention that, you know, the application that we provided has Steven as 100% owner. I don't know what else they're going to ask for as far as proof of ownership.
Yeah, I think they were saying because it had to do with it being, what does it say? It's an LLC, right?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, she says that she's not on there, so, I mean.
Okay. Can I show you something else that I found on the bank statement, just as I'm looking through it? Okay. On 512, so if you go up to page 3.
512. Okay.
All right, so there's a transaction that says online transfer to the Godel Company, Inc., Business Checking. And then it lists account number 7654.
7654, yeah. There's two of them, one on 511 and one on 512. I see that.
So account ending 7654, again, that's another bank account that's under the business name, the Godel Company. Why are we not seeing those bank accounts?
Okay.
So those are funds that they're transferring out of this account into that account. But then we also saw a huge deposit at the end of the month come in from, like, you know, for $20K from a different bank account. So those are just some of the questions I had.
Okay. So I will get answers.
I mean, it may come up, you know, in underwriting, but, you know, just... if we can have answers for that sooner rather than later. Like, you know, if lenders do ask and I can provide a response right away, then it'll probably just make the process go a little faster rather than waiting for them to ask those questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to Ken about the guarantor information, and I'll leave an update in CNET when I hear back.
Cool. Thanks. You're awesome.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.